public comment provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the Planning Commission on items of interest to the public within the Commission's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is a policy of the Commission not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the Community Development Director's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are not on agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the Commission as each item is brought up for discussion. Is there any public comment? I see none, so we'll close the public comments portion of it. The next item is we want to approve the minutes for both August 6th and August 20th. Commissioners, have you read those?
Yes.
And if we have, may I ask for a motion?
A motion, approval of the minutes of August 6th and August 20th?
Yes. Second?
I will second that motion.
Ask the question, please.
Commissioner Gutierrez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Chairman Perez?
Yes. This evening we have before us a consideration of conditional use permit application 215-2, authorizing the operation of a large family daycare home up to 14 children located at 276 East Beach Avenue. Staff recommends items 1 and 2, item 1 being approve the environmental assessment number 2015-19 through resolution number 2015-13, determining that the conditional use permit application number 215-2 is exempt from CEQA pursuant to the section 15274 of the CEQA guidelines. And number 2 item is approve a conditional use permit application number 2015-2 through resolution number 2015-13, authorizing the operation of a large family care home center located at 276 East Beach Avenue. And now I turn it over to staff. Ms. Moore, your presentation, please.
Thank you, Chairman, members of the Planning Commission. Ellen Moore, Assistant Planner with the Community Development Department. The item before you tonight is an application for a large family daycare home on Beach Avenue. I did provide a Google map image just in case to refresh your memory as to where it is. It is in the southeast portion of Reedley in the Orchard Estate subdivision. And the house itself is between south on each East Beach between South Frankwood and Delaterre. And it is an interior lot, so it's one to the east of a corner lot. And as you may recall, last year, the applicant, Ms. Maribel Temez, who is here this evening, she used to have a small family daycare home at her house or old house located on Huntsman Avenue. And in August of last year, she had applied for a conditional use permit application to expand to a large family daycare home at the Huntsman Avenue address. And so the Planning Commission unanimously approved that item last year. And so now the applicant is moving and relocating her business to the new address at East Beach Avenue. So it'll still be about the same or up to 14 children, some of the same clientele actually. So the same amount of potential amount of traffic and same children will be taken care of, but just in a different location. So a new application or a new conditional use permit application was filed. And just to refresh some reasons why there's actually a whole new conditional use permit application is because, number one, all CUPs run with the land. They're not transferred. They don't follow the person. They don't follow the developer. They run with the land. So the conditional use permit for the Huntsman Avenue house can't move over to another location. It can only be at Huntsman Avenue. So that's why we're also applying for this CUP. And in addition to that, there's the noticing requirements. So last year, the surrounding property owners of the Huntsman Avenue address were within I think it was 300 feet, they were notified. So those people would not be in the 300-foot radius for the East Beach Avenue address. So to fulfill that requirement, a whole new CUP is required and a whole new noticing process is required to get to notify those neighbors as well. So that's the main two reasons why there's a whole new conditional use permit that is before you tonight. Just to go over a few things in the operational statement, so attached to the staff report, you do have the operational statement. There's also a floor plan showing circles of where the kids primarily are throughout the day for daycare, which I believe is the kitchen, the play area directly off of the kitchen, and then in the backyard, and there's one restroom that's used. And also the drop-off and pickup locations for parents are in the home driveway and also right in front of the house, if possible, on the street. But the parents are encouraged to park on the driveway. And so shown in the on the floor plan, it was a two-car driveway right now, but they're actually the concrete's being poured as we speak, apparently, and so there is it'll be a three-car driveway. Just so that to reduce the potential on-street parking, the parents can pick up and drop off the kids on the driveway safer, so kids aren't crossing the street or anything like that. So that's what's proposed. So there will be three cars. And according to the operational statement and the arrival and departure times of the parents at the old location, since it'll be pretty much the same clientele, that has never really been more than three cars or two or three cars. So the traffic issue is addressed there. The subject or the home is this one-story single-family home. It is in the Orchard Estate subdivision, so it was built in 2007, and it complies with the building code and fire code regulations. And also something that's also attached to the staff report, on August 20th, 2015, the Reedley Fire Department conducted a fire clearance inspection and a walkthrough, and so the home was approved for the safety inspection. A daycare home is consistent with something that a single-family home could have, so it would be consistent with the our zoning ordinance and our general plan, zoned correctly and designated correctly. And a public hearing notice was duly published in the Reedley Exponent, and as I mentioned earlier, we sent out notices to the surrounding neighbors.
Ellen, could I ask if you received anything back from anyone, any inquiries as to times or anything, or everyone was pretty much agreeable to a daycare being in their area?
Well, the requirement is to send the letter, mm-hmm. So it's up to the property owners to contact us. I did receive one email in support of the daycare, and I did distribute that to you guys as well. One of the neighbors was in favor of the project proposal, okay. And I hadn't heard anything from anybody else. And so this public hearing tonight was an opportunity for people to come in as well, and I don't see anybody yet. So as of now, I've gotten one neighbor in favor.
Okay.
But other than that, large family daycare homes are exempt from CEQA pursuant to 15274 of the CEQA guidelines, that we did an environmental review. And that concludes staff's report. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have, and the applicant is also here to answer further questions. Thank you.
Commissioners, any comments or questions?
I just had one real quick question. On this, the CUP that exists for the Huntsman property, mm-hmm. That'll remain in place, but like if the occupant that lives there now wants to open up a daycare, mm-hmm. They would just have to go through the state of California process, right?
That's
the CUP would already be in place?
It would run with the land. That's correct. Okay. There is a possibility to amend the CUP, because if you continue the existing CUP, the hours of operation would have to be the same. Yeah, so if that's the case, then it is possible to be transferable. Okay. If they want to do that. If not, they can either amend it or submit a new operational statement or something like that. So
I was just curious.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The State of California license has to be renewed often.
Once a year, yeah.
They'll actually come out next Tuesday, and they will inspect the home and give me another license number. Anytime they come out to a new home, we'll get a new license number. I've been in daycare for 19 years now, and so every year we renew our license, and they do come and have our inspections.
Yeah, and I believe the conditional use permit is kind of the first step of the licensure process when if you're changing the address. So, yeah, so like you said, the state is coming for their inspection after this or next week, and then the licensure would go from there. So they kind of look to make sure the city's okay with it first.
Mrs. Thomas, would you mind?
I don't speak very loud. Sorry.
Name and address, please.
Maribel Temez, 276 East Beach, Reedley, California. I just wanted to let you know that if the conditional use permit wasn't approved, I'm already licensed, and so I could run the licensed daycare out of my home. It would just be for a small family child care. This is for the large family child care. And the reason I started my large family child care was because I had a lot of pregnant moms who needed care. And so I had to expand. And that's I had been licensed for 18 years, and I had never run into the situation. I had three pregnant mothers and not enough room, and children who were supposed to move on to preschool whose mothers decided they were going to stay at Maribel's for another year. So I had a lot of children, and so I had to apply for my large license, and I have a helper who comes in and helps me. We usually have about 10 or 11 children in our care all day. So 14 is maximum, but we don't normally have that many. We did at one point, but right now we have 9. And I've never had any problems with neighbors, just to make a note of that. And I was sharing with Ms. Moore that I actually have five clients who live in the surrounding streets right where I'm moving. And so I have one on Shoemake and one on Beach, one on Gibson, and one on Stanley. And so I think I have a lot of support from the neighbors because I have a lot of clients. I actually, when I started looking for a home, this was the area I was interested in because my clients live there. And so I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
I just have one quick question.
Sure.
One thing that I noticed that didn't accompany the fire department's form is, did you or do you have a emergency evacuation plan? Because I know you did at the other one.
Yes, and I actually sent that to licensing. Do you have a copy? No,
actually,
okay.
I'm sorry.
We just added another entrance to the home. That's being finished up as we speak. Gary is out checking on that. So there's three exits. There's the front door exit. There's the playroom exit and the back door exit that would all lead. There's actually another door in the back also. So there's four exits towards that gate. Well, three. And then the front entrance. And the windows are all low enough where I can get the children out if we happen to be in a bedroom. So that's my plan for an emergency.
Okay.
And we do practice that once a month.
On a Friday.
State licensee has to have that on hand as well. Mm-hmm. On Friday.
And also just to add that when Ms. Temez applies for the state licensure, they have, you know, the site plan, the floor plan, and then they will include the access in that application.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
If there are no further questions, since this is a public hearing, we'll open it up to any comments from the public or and since I see none, we will close that portion of the public hearing. Thank you very much. So now what we will do, the action we need to take, and we'll combine both 1 and 2 under Resolution 2015-13. If I could have a motion to do so, please.
I would motion approval of EA number 2015-19 and approval of conditional use permit number 2015-2.
Okay. Call for the question, please.
Commissioner Gutierrez?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Chairman Perez?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And good luck to you. I hope you like your new home. I went by it this afternoon, and I saw the they're pouring concrete. Awesome. Good. Okay, good luck to you.
Good luck.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, what we'll do is we have a report?
We do. We have, I've got a quick report for you guys. Just kind of letting you know projects coming down the pipeline. For planning, we actually will be having, and I'm going to kind of combine this with future agenda items, but we are having a Planning Commission meeting on October 1st for the annexation of that county peninsula. I don't know if, I know Kevin has mentioned it, but it's, it's kind of that little rectangle that's out of the city limits, and that's where there is a planned master storage facility. So that's going to be coming to you on October 1st for the to get the annexation process started. And one piece of that was the pre-zoning of the property, which was approved by this body last week, or I'm sorry, last Planning Commission meeting, and then that'll be going to council this Tuesday. So that will be in place before the annexation actually goes through. So that kind of takes care of the one piece of the annexation process. And then also just to clarify, this is where Planning Commission will recommend to City Council that the application be submitted to LAFCO. So it's actually not approving the annexation itself. It's approving the application to LAFCO, the Local Area Formation Commission, because ultimately they will approve the annexation. Just to clear that up. I know I have been mentioning that Blossom Trail is in, and so that application's going through, but we're actually waiting on some more information from the applicant. So I did expect it to come in maybe this month or next month, but it could potentially be either, it'll probably be in November when Blossom Trail comes before the commission. So just wanted to let you guys know about that. So it's still happening, but it's just waiting for some more information from them. We have two projects in plan check right now. We have a Trailside Terrace, the 55 unit residential mixed use project downtown. So those plans are in plan check right now, so they may get their building permits within the next month or two, or probably the next month.
We have about 3.5 weeks left to do our initial plan review to stay within our 30-day time limit. At that point, they'll receive the initial comments and bring corrected plans back after that if need be, or if they're acceptable, they'll be approved then and eligible for building permits at that time. So,
okay. So it'll probably be a couple months maybe. And then the offices, or the medical office on North 11th and East, the where Dr. Amu is supposed to be relocating, those are also in plan check now, and they came in at about the same time. So that's kind of the same timeline for that as well. That's kind of it for planning and building. Oh, yes, thank you. And the dialysis clinic on Manning Avenue. So behind, there's those two medical office buildings in front, so the dialysis center is going to be in the back. I think the address is 810 East Manning Avenue. So that is also in plan check as well. And so that's going pretty good so far. So those are three big projects that we have right now that'll probably or hopefully be under construction within the next couple months, or in a couple months. That's about it for planning and building, unless you can think of anything else, Caitlin. And then kind of moving on to engineering, I'll be very brief with that too. All the CDB, we have two CDBG projects that are on schedule and on time, and they're getting taken care of. So those are all good things. And I believe Kevin did email you guys kind of like a project list. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that Excel spreadsheet. So if I left anything out, you can refer back to that, and that will kind of show you a little bit more of what's happening right now. But that's it for the updates, unless you guys have any questions for me.
Any questions for Alan, folks?
Questions?
If not, it's 5:22. We'll adjourn this meeting of the Planning Commission.
Thank you.
Pete and Ellen are quite a team, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Hey, we practiced all night here last night.